In Surah Zumar, from verse number 10 onwards, Allah has given 5 commands. And after very firmly advising the kuffar, he then in the end says, now you worship whoever you want, apart from Allah. فَأَبُدُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. If that's what you want, then go ahead. Remember, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily, the losers are those who put themselves and their families at loss on the day of Qiyamah by adhering to kufr and shirk. أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Listen well, that is the clear loss. This will be loss of immeasurable proportion, for which none will be able to escape. And when the verdict of eternal punishment is passed against any person, there will be none to assist, not even one's family and followers, whose patronage was so valued in this world. In fact, these people will curse each other, putting the blame on each other. And it is with reference to this state of total dissolution that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it will be an evident loss that they will endure. Allah azza wa jal then proceeds to describe the punishment that awaits these wretched ones. لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ. For them, Allah says, they shall have flames above them and flames beneath them. And this verse describes the enveloping flames like canopies because of their encompassing nature. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah said that this verse is similar to the verse in Surah Al-A'raf where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will have the bed of Jahannam and a canopy on top of that, and this is how we punished the oppressors. It is with these things that Allah warns His bondsmen. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. O my servants, O my servants, beware, fear me. So we are being warned about the various stages of what will happen, and we are being advised to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a certain group that is praised by Allah. Allah azza wa jal says, وَالَّذِينَ اجْتَنَبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ يَعْبُدُوهَا. And those who abstain from acts that will draw my wrath. Those who abstained, stayed away from the devil, lest they worship them, وَأَنَابُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and they turn towards Allah. For them there will be لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى, for them there will be glad tidings. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Allah Azza wa Jal says then, give glad tidings. There are glad tidings for those who refrain from worshipping shaitan and turn to Allah. Taghuti shaitan refers to someone who is extremely evil and excessively rebellious and disobedient. And this very aptly fits the description of shaitan. The shaitan is rebellious and hasn't in one way obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, convey glad tidings to my bondsmen, those who listen attentively to the speech and follow the best. They practice those deeds that will earn them the most reward, such as the fara'id, such as the wajibat. They listen to that. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. These are those whom Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And they are the ones of intelligence. Such people have sound intelligence, did not blindly follow the misguided ways of their forefathers. They use their intelligence to realize that they should stay clear of kufr and shirk. Allama Alusi Baghdadi, the author of Ruh al-Maani, has mentioned an incident and says that under the commentary of this verse, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr accepted Islam, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf and Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, as well as Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd and Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam, approached him to confirm whether they accepted Islam. And he replied in the affirmative and he advised them to follow suit. Thereupon they all accepted Islam. And it was on this occasion that this verse was revealed, which said that يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ, that they are the ones who listen to what is said and they followed what is the best. That is the condition of these individuals. They were such unique individuals that they immediately accepted. So they became worthy of this great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مِنْ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ, the one against whom the decree of punishment has been passed, can you rescue him from falling into the fire? Those whom against Allah decreed that they will endure the punishment, there is no way to protect them, to save them from the fire of Jahannam. Allah mentions the glad tidings as well as the warnings in these verses. And for those who listen to any good deed and immediately practice, and that should be our attitude as believers, that whenever we hear of good actions, immediately we should respond by practicing upon it. May Allah make us from those who immediately respond by following through on all good actions.